Principal Suspensions. Welcome. In this audio, we'll walk through everything parents need to know about principal suspensions in New York City public schools. We'll explain what a principal suspension is, what your rights are, how to prepare, what to tell your child, and how to appeal a suspension. Let's get started. A principal's suspension is a short-term out-of-school suspension that lasts from 1 to 5 school days. Schools use this type of suspension when they believe a student's behavior has seriously disrupted the school environment or violated the discipline code. Even though this is a short suspension, it still affects your child's education, and it becomes part of their disciplinary record unless appealed. That's why understanding the process is so important. Section 2. Your rights as a parent. Parents have strong rights when a principal suspension is issued. First, the school must give you written notice. This notice must explain the reason for the suspension, the date of the incident, how long the suspension will last, and how your child will receive schoolwork during that time. Second, you have the right to an informal conference with the principal. At this meeting, you and your child can give your version of what happened, ask questions, and see any evidence the school is relying on. Third, your child must receive alternative instruction. Suspension does not mean academic punishment. Your child is entitled to schoolwork and instruction so they do not fall behind. Finally, if the school does not follow proper procedures, you have the right to challenge the suspension. Section 3. How to prepare if your child is facing suspension. Preparing ahead of time can make a big difference. Start by reading the suspension notice carefully. Make sure the details match what you know about the incident. Next, plan to attend the conference with the principal. You can bring another trusted adult with you if that makes you feel more comfortable. It's also helpful to gather evidence, such as emails, teacher notes, witness statements, or information about your child's special education needs. Write down your child's version of what happened. Having this in writing helps keep the conversation clear and organized. Lastly, ask the school how your child will receive assignments and instruction during the suspension. Section 4. What to tell your child during a disciplinary incident. When a child is facing suspension, the experience can be confusing or frightening. Here are simple messages you can share with your child. First, tell them to stay calm and respectful. A calm response helps prevent the situation from escalating. Next, remind them that they can ask to speak to a trusted adult, such as a teacher, counselor, social worker, or dean. Tell your child not to sign anything without you present. They can say, "I'd like to wait for my parent before signing anything." Let them know it's okay to tell their side of the story, but they should not feel pressured. They can say, "I want to tell the truth, but I want my parent here first." Make sure they know never to run or leave the school building. And finally, remind them that you will be there to support them throughout the process. Section 5. The appeal process. Even though principal suspensions are short, you still have the right to appeal. You can file a written appeal with the New York City Department of Education. It's best to do this as soon as possible, ideally while the suspension is still active. You can challenge both the suspension and any incorrect or misleading information in the incident report. When you appeal, you can include evidence such as your written account, witness statements, emails, and any documentation showing the school did not use progressive discipline. The Department of Education will review your appeal and send you a written decision. Sometimes, the suspension is upheld, reduced, or completely removed from your child's record. Appealing matters because it protects your child's disciplinary history and ensures that the school followed the rules. Thank you for listening to this overview of principal suspensions. Understanding the process empowers you to support your child, advocate for their rights, and make sure their education stays on track. If your child is facing a suspension, remember, you don't have to navigate this alone. Reach out to school staff, advocates, or legal support if you need help.